Hello there, and welcome to Quite So, the podcast where I tackle various topics through my own personalized lens so that you'll always end up with my unwarranted opinion and advice. I am your host, Dada, and I want to remind you that the podcast airs at the following platforms: YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. Today's topic is Just Say Yes. I ended up watching Yes Man with Jim Carrey sometime last week, and it reminded me of how important it is to say yes to things in life. In the movie, if you haven't seen it, Jim Carrey starts by being lethargic, just staying at home all the time. Every time his friends call him to do something together, he would find an excuse not to do anything and just stay home. And he was basically leading a life that was stagnant in a big way, until one day, through a certain series of events, he decides to say yes to every opportunity he gets in life. So he ends up saying yes to all sorts of outings, all sorts of work opportunities. He ends up traveling a bit. He found love, and all in all, his life was just better, because he actually started living. That's the important thing, to live your life. In the end, why are we here if we are going to simply stagnate in this life and just go from work to home, home to work, or you go to university and then go back home and do nothing else, maybe a bit of gaming and that's it? This is not living. You have to step out of your comfort zone, step out of your house, out of your bedroom, to start living life. I also saw another movie last week, Defending Your Life, with Meryl Streep and Albert Brooks. It's a beautiful movie about overcoming your fears and the necessity to overcome your fears. In this movie, Albert Brooks plays the role of a man who was always afraid to stand up for himself and who did not know his worth, who did not fight for his worth as a human being on this earth. So he wouldn't fight the bully in the playground when he was young, and he wouldn't even stand up for himself when he was at an interview, a job interview, and when he was adamant about not accepting, you know, little money for his job. The first offer he got, he immediately accepted. He didn't even fight for his worth. And this movie is beautiful, because if you live in fear, you cannot complete your life's purpose. Why are we here on this earth? Are we here to just live day to day and survive and to struggle? Or are we here to live life to the fullest, with beautiful experiences, with connecting with people, and definitely overcoming our fears? So it is interesting that these two movies are somehow interlinked. If the first one was about taking risk, the second one was about overcoming fear, and these two balance each other out, because when you overcome your fear, you take risk, you know, in life. And taking risks is a beautiful thing. I'm not telling you to go become a gambler or, you know, do something that is irrational, no. But we're talking here about taking calculated risks, at least in life, stepping out of your comfort zone, as I said before. Now, generally speaking, I'm usually a risk taker, in the sense that I just say yes and I jump into an experience. I don't, think too much about what's going to happen. I don't think too much about, you know, if it's going to be a good experience or a bad experience. It's just something that I feel the urge to do, and I jump into it. For example, let me give you a few examples for you to know more what I mean about risk-taking that is inducive or conducive to living a life. When I was at university, I'm going to be a bit chronological in this. So when I was at university, I was studying literature, and I met a year later this student who became my very dear friend. She's Danish, she's now in Denmark. And she was studying theater, and she was actually acting in plays when I met her. Student plays, of course, and university productions. And at one point, she asked me if I wanted to act in a play. And I was like, sure, you know, whatever, I'll audition, let's see what happens. And that one experience, I got the role, I played with her, you know, a character on stage. And because I enjoyed that, I ended up taking so many courses in theater that I almost minored in theater at the time. And this, you know, one, this small experience brought me not only fulfillment, you know, and with the theater experience, but it also brought me a beautiful clique, if you want, of friends who are all involved in the theater and radio, TV, and film, all creatives, all creators. And it was a beautiful experience. We were ultimately a group of about 10 girls, young ladies, who had this beautiful friendship. And we kind of still get in touch from time to time, even today. And whenever I hear from them, I'm just so happy to see where they've arrived in life, what they're doing, what's been happening, you know, with them. And this, you're talking here about something that started 30 years ago, maybe, I guess, about 30 or maybe 28 years ago. So you see how something so small, such a small decision, could impact your life in a big way. I could have said, oh no, I've never acted before. I would never do something. I'm too shy, or I, you know, I'm not sure. I'm uncomfortable being on stage. And I could have lost on so many beautiful opportunities and friendships. Another example, something very simple. When I graduated, my professor came and asked me if I was interested in teaching at a school, and that she had a connection there and she could recommend me. And I said, sure, why not? Went to the interview, got the job, my first job immediately out of, you know, graduation. So I graduated in June and I started working in September. I mean, this is an amazing opportunity when you get it. If I told her, no, I'm not sure, again, I wouldn't have started my career in teaching so young. And that took me on a whole trajectory of teaching for 12 years in schools, at colleges, at language institutes, and so on and so forth. Another example I can give you. When I was teaching at one of these language institutes as well, one of the directors of a certain program came and approached me and asked me if I would like to co-direct the program with her. And I had no office experience. I had never worked at an office, not even as a secretary. And I said yes, that I would love to do that. And again, this took me on a whole other trajectory in my life, where I ended up working on this program for 2.5 years. And after that, I had applied for a paralegal job at a university, and I ended up working in the field of law. And then a few years later, getting a master's in business law. So go figure, you know, I went from literature and theater to, you know, business law. And life just brings you opportunities. And if you say yes, your life just changes drastically and it brings so many beautiful things along the way. During my office working years, I met beautiful young women as well who worked with me and who became dear friends as well. And this is, you know, what you say yes to doesn't impact only this particular area of your life. It usually, you know, impacts you on a holistic level, right? And different areas of your life. And while I was working at this university as a paralegal, I got the opportunity one year to represent the university in Florida at a conference. And I went there and I took a few days extra on my trip and I went to Disneyland in Florida. I visited all seven Disneyland, Disney World, I think it's called. And it was this amazing experience that I've always wanted to go to Disney. And of course, those of you who have been listening to my podcast for a while, no, I'm a huge Disney fan. So basically, it was an experience of a lifetime, just because I said yes to a job that I could have been scared to take because it has to do with legal things that I've never done before. So these were the yeses more on the professional side of my life. On a more personal note, I've traveled to so many places and had beautiful experiences at weddings because I've said yes again to opportunities. One of my friends was with me on a live a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about how the way we met was very funny and interesting. We were at this nail salon and she was doing her nails in a different area. I was in the lounge. her fiance at the time came up to me and we're discussing, we're talking politics in general, in the lounge. And we got into a heated conversation and he ended up inviting me to their wedding. And that's how I met my friend. We were friends, it's been 16 years to the day. And basically, we became friends just because of a simple conversation. Their wedding was 2 weeks or a week after, I met them. I went to her bachelor party 2, 3 days after we met, and the rest is history. And if I said, oh no, I would have been too shy to go to the wedding. I don't know the people. What am I gonna do? Yada, yada. I wouldn't have had this beautiful experience, this beautiful friendship. Another friend invited me to her wedding in London. If again I had found excuses not to go, I would have missed out on a beautiful weekend in London where we end up at one point going to the Ritz for a 5 o'clock tea. And it was like the most beautiful, fancy experience ever. Actually, my first trip, my first travel that I did in my life was when I was 28 years old. I had saved up for this trip to go to Paris and to Disneyland in Paris. And I had a cousin who lived there, and she invited me over to spend a few days over at her place. Now, she lives on the outskirts of Paris in the suburbs. But because I said yes to staying at her place for a couple of days, she ended up taking me to this huge gastronomic affair, this beautiful fair, where it's this huge hangar, and they had all sorts of, fresh produce from farmers markets. And it was my first taste of wheat. I'm sure they call them mussels in English. And this guy who was chucking the mussels, you pay for each one, of course, you have to pay for it. So I was there and he wanted me to taste one. So he gave me one and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good, whatever, whatever. And I struck up a conversation with him and he's like, where are you from? I'm from Lebanon, yada, yada. And I end up eating 6, 7 mussels for free. The guy just enjoyed the conversation. He didn't care about the money. So that was one fun experience I will never forget. And it's because I said yes to visiting her, as I was going to Disneyland in Paris. Oh, and to top it off, she knew I was going to Disneyland and she ended up paying for the ticket. She bought me a ticket. I had no idea she was going to do that. She bought me a 2-day ticket pass, whatever they call it. And there are two worlds in Disneyland. So I was able to actually visit, the two worlds there. So you never know what surprises are in store for you when you just say yes to life. Now, I have to say that sometimes saying yes leads you into a bit of a pickle, and you wouldn't really enjoy the experience as much as you thought you would have. I had a trip to Africa, for example, with my dad for his work, and that ended up going south in many, many ways that I don't care to get into now. But that was just one experience that was bad from all the yeses I've said and I've given to life. And even those like negative circumstances that happened there and that these ugly experiences I had, they made me who I am today. And because of those experiences, I became a better person in the end, and I grew and I, became more spiritual. I became, more authentic, if you will, more true to myself. And so sometimes negative experiences are also important for us in life. We can't have it all, beautiful roses with no thorns, right? But the whole point is to say yes to life, yes to experiences, yes to opportunities. Don't you ever be scared of anything. Don't ever feel that you don't know how to do this, or that this is too overwhelming. Maybe I cannot handle it, or this is maybe too much for me. I don't know anything about it. Even if it is, even if you feel those feelings, even if you have fear, which is normal, even all the essence I've said. Of course, I had some feelings that, some residue of fear, of anxiety. Of course, we are human beings. But when you overcome this fear and you overcome this anxiety and you just do it, and now we're in the Nike slogan, right? Just do it. But it's true. Just do it. Just say yes. Just live. Live life. Don't stay on the sidelines. Just experience life in different facets. That's all I'm asking you to do. Take a bit of risk. Live life. Life is here to be lived and not to be survived. You are not here to survive. You're not here in survival mode all the time. You need to live and experience new things in life to thrive. Thriving is the key, not surviving. And on this note, I end my rather short podcast today, but I just want to get this idea through and across to you and to remind you that fear is debilitating and anxiety puts you in a box and you have to break free of that and actually live your life. I wish you a lovely Sunday evening and I send you all my love. Take care.